Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Carver High, last night we had some action going in some of these summer league games, and the one that stood out to me, as you know, was my taking China to cover the big piece, and they did.
24 tutties, 28.5 they were getting from the Spurs in that game in Cali, 89-69 the final, 22. In fact, that game was single digits in the third quarter. The Spurs ended up pulling away in the fourth, but not pulling away enough to cover the 28 and a hook. So the Spurs do get the win there at the California Classic, which we'll finish off tonight. The Grizzlies beat the Sixers by 2. Edie didn't play last night, Scotty, because they didn't want to obviously play him 3 nights in a row because they're playing again tonight in Utah. So they gave him last night off. He'll be back in there tonight for Memphis. So we did. And what was the other one you covered last night? Who else played last night out there? The Utah game, right? Utah played OKC.
Yeah, that was OKC, the other game. And they rolled them.
Yeah, OKC rolled them last night in Utah. Nice job there as well. Here's what we have tonight. These are the last games in Utah and California. Of course, on Friday, everybody arrives in Vegas for Vegas Summer League, where there'll be just loads of games every single day for like a week straight. Grizzlies and Thunder tonight in Utah, and the Sixers and the Jazz. 7.5 for Memphis, 8.5 for Utah.
I think both of those spreads are too juicy for me. I'll take the Thunder and the Sixers with the numbers. 7.5 for Thunder, 8.5 for Philly. I mean, they lost by 2 last night. The Thunder, they blew out the Jazz last night. So, and I don't think the Grizzlies are that good. I mean, I think Zach Edey had a great game the other night, but they still lost. They lost to the Jazz, and I don't think the Jazz are all that in the summer league. This is, you know, summer league ball. This is not the NBA. This is like the future at best. NBA, right? Like, some of these guys have a wing and a prayer of getting into the NBA. This is their moment to shine. But at the end of the day, I got to be honest with you, I think the games pretty much suck. They are sloppy. They're ugly. There's a lot of bad shots and really bad basketball when you think about it. They've never played together before. Fair enough. But it is sloppy. You can't argue it. If you watch it, it's not that scintillating.
90% of the guys in these games are not sniffing the NBA, the real NBA. You know, they're just not. This is a lot of developmental. This is a lot of rookies. This is a lot of guys who've been hanging around playing in other leagues for years. So, you know, these G League guys, it's just not the highest quality of basketball. You also have the end of the California Classic tonight, which is this end of it is going to be at Golden State. Here, and you will get allegedly Bronny back in action tonight for the Lakers. We have not heard yet that he's not going to play. As of now, they say he is. And the Heat are 5.5-point favorites. Of course, Ware's been very good for them in these couple of summer league games. Kings and Warriors in the other one, Warriors -8.5.
I mean, didn't I have the Kings in a game last night as well? And they covered. Kings
have a split squad.
They have split squad. I'll still take the 8.5 with the Kings in that game at the Golden One. And then I'll take the Heat and lay the 5.5 over the Lakers. That's not that hard to me. 5.5 I can live with.
5.5 over Bronny. Well, hopefully, Bronny more than 4 points tonight? What do you think?
Well, more than four points? Remember, they said that Bronny can guard all five positions. I want to see that little 6'1", capital B, guard Khalil Ware of Indiana, 7'1". I want to see a guy a foot taller than him. I want to see him stop that big 7-foot behemoth when he's throwing down tomahawks in his face into the rack. That kid can't stop that. He couldn't stop him if he was asleep. He couldn't snuff him out if he was asleep with a pillow. Trust me. You know, this probably is no joke. I've always told you, don't get me started on putting some little 6-foot guy against a 7-footer. I don't care who it is. I mean, I could put up, you know, half of those guys that played at Indiana. What's his name? Zeller? Cody Zeller? He's another 7-foot hack in the NBA. He's terrible. But when he was in college, right, he was unstoppable at Indiana, right? So you put that guy, a 7-footer, against any guy 6-foot in the NBA, I don't care who it is, and they will not be able to stop Cody Zeller. And he's awful. He's what they would deem awful. There's no – can you imagine some 6-foot guy trying to stop Zubats? What that big, fat 7-footer would do to some 6-foot guy? I mean, honestly, let's stop being nice around here. Like, I am all about bigs and violence. Let's go. The bigger, the better.
Friday in Vegas, there are 7 games to start things off. In fact, there'll be a couple on during Coast to Coast. We actually will have a couple games on, too.
It's better than the Euros.
Pelicans and the Timberwolves will both be on during Coast to Coast. So you have that to look forward to at the end of the week. John Morant cleared for basketball activities after all the rehab for his shoulder.
I got four.
Yes. Go ahead.
Four, then. I have been wearing the new Jaws playing basketball.
Ooh, okay.
And I have to say, well, first of all, they are the best looking shoe I've ever seen on the market. And I buy basketball shoes like nobody's business. And I'm telling you, they're the coolest shoes I've ever worn. And I love them. I thought the Lucas were nice. They've already made the trunk of my car. The Lucas have been thrown in the trunk. Carver High knows the rules. Once the shoe goes in the trunk, they become park shoes. They're no longer used indoors. Anything in the car is used for outside purposes. So Lucas have been retired already. And I'm on to the Jaws. And the only other shoe I got left are the new KDs from like 23. The black and gold ones, they're badass. I'm going to break those out next. But I'm wearing the Jaws. I didn't clearly from now until, I'm guessing, possibly Christmas.
Possibly Christmas. That's nice. Good job by you getting the Jaws a little bit of work inside on the courts. Here's Klay Thompson. I told you yesterday he was introduced down in Dallas now as a member of the Mavericks. Very hard for him, Scotty, to say goodbye to Golden State.
Whether you play basketball or work in the corporate world or wherever, whatever industry, sometimes change just can spur greatness, and a new change of scenery can do wonders. And I'm very grateful for my time at Golden State, but I just felt like, you know, moving on could just re-energize me and do something special for the rest of my career. And Dallas was so attractive because of the young players they have, the style of play, the, you know, world-class treatment these players get from this organization, and just a beautiful city who loves their hoops.
Listen, I'm not going to argue with him, but the reality is he got 4 rings out of the Dubs, and he contributed to all of them. And at the end of the day, they didn't want him anymore. They weren't paying him for his broken down knee and Achilles and game, which was never the same after the fact. And they didn't want him. The hardest part of a divorce is, you know, it goes both ways. It's never easy for anybody in anything. Marriages, teams, jobs. They always end the same way with a thud. Okay. Like, you know, you see these marriages end, okay? And then, you know, the kids are affected, the wife, and she gets a mansion. The guy's living in an apartment somewhere. And then teams, like, that guy, it's written all over his face that he's miserable that they did him. It's written all over his face. He's talking about a resurgence and a renaissance in Dallas of his career. Yeah, whatever. They got rid of him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday, a golf Wednesday on C2C. Of course, every week we get you ready for this week's PGA Tour event, which is the Scottish Open. We head across the pond for a couple of weeks with myself and the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart. Of course, you see him at night with Gabe on Sports Rage Late Night. Cam, great to see you as always. I got to tell you, we have a lot to cover and not a lot of time to cover it. We got a lot to do, but I'll say this. It's nice staying hot with Davis Thompson on over the weekend there at the Tractor Tournament. We've had ourselves some really big weeks here. We're finishing this PGA season really strong. It's been a lot of fun, and hopefully we can get across the line here with a couple more before the season ends here in about a month, month and a half.
Carver, I love you like a brother, and not only are you hot, I looked at your picks. I save your picks in my phone. Do you know every pick that you had was like inside like the top 15, not just the winner?
Last week, if you played
DFS, like you had first, third, fourth, whatever, like you'd have like $2 million. But I don't want to scare you because I know the kids are at camp. You want to send them to you could have gone to Great Wolf Lodge camp, I guess, forever if you played those picks. Anyway, Carver, great picks. And I tell you, I've done golf for a long time. Guys, listen to Mike Carver. This guy literally had the best picks. And I've done this stuff for like 20, 30 years. That I've ever seen. I think 5 out of 6 picks were in the top 10 outright. And I'm not talking just chalk either, Carver. Great picks.
Yeah, last week was good. I was covered on a couple of angles, Cam, going into Sunday with that Tractor Tournament. So I had no problem with Davis Thompson finishing things off. Let's get to the Scottish because we have a lot. We got 2 tournaments this week. We've got, I guess they don't call it the Barbasol anymore, the ISCO over there in Keene, Kentucky.
I like Barbasol better. Like, at least well, I know that shaving cream. What's ISCO? Like, what is that? Like, what the hell?
Here's the outrights for the Scottish. Of course, this is the tune-up next week, the Open Championship, Royal Troon, our final major of the season. Rory is back, first time since the U.S. Open, missing those couple of putts. Xander Schauffele's here. Of course, we're missing Scottie Scheffler. Thank God. It gives us a chance to actually go after the rest of this board a little bit. I'm going to get right into it, Cam. Let's do it. Here's where I'm going this week. I have been chasing this guy down. He has been very good for the last couple of months. He's been on the cusp of winning one of these big tournaments, and that is Colin Morikawa. I'm going to start with him at 16-1 this week. I just feel like, Cam, it's eventually going to happen for Colin. Tommy Fleetwood has not won on the PGA Tour, but what does he do well, Cam? He plays great in Scotland. He's got a bunch of top 10s the last few years, top 5s, in fact, even. 22-1 for Tommy Fleetwood. Tom Kim has a couple of top 10s at this place the last couple of years, and he's been knocking on the door after losing the playoff to Scheffler at the Travelers a few weeks ago. 28-1 for Tom Kim. Bobby Mack lost on the 72nd hole to Rory last year here at this tournament. He's now got that winning feeling this year on tour. 55-1 for him. And how about Matthew Pavon, Cam?
Good
who
pick.
Also is a winner this year on the tour, has played this place a ton. He was on the DP World Tour forever. 100-1 for a guy who has hung around a lot of leaderboards this year. I'll take a shot.
I got to tell you, Carver, we won with Fox when you were in church. I texted you, but Rory hit like a bomb to beat McIntyre. I would have given you two picks in church. We could have just ticked the communion tray and ran out the door. Let's go! Frank Font, Ludvig Åberg, 17-1. But you know what? I think this guy, he can play well anywhere. Yeah, he's Swedish. He gets it. Tom Kim, we talked about him, 30-1. Min Woo Lee. This is the type of course in Scotland. He will absolutely be there. Robert McIntyre should have beat Rory that time. Carver and I were both on him, but Rory sank putts, which never happens. Brian Harman, he won the Open Championship before. And know what, Carver? I don't do this very often, but Ewan Ferguson. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something, groundskeeper Willie. He won last week in Scotland. He'll do it again at 125. Going back to back. You know what? I tell you, man, Ewan Ferguson is a good player that gets no respect.
That's an add-on for
125.
Me. Cam, I'll add Ewan Ferguson. I'm in with you, baby. You got me interested at a buck 25. I have a lot of your guys on my placements this week. There's a bear. Mm-hmm. Top five for me at plus 350. Minwoo Lee, top 10 at plus 270. I think the Poseidon Adventure,
good
Christian
pick.
Poseidonhout, 5-1 for a top 10. Aaron Rye's played some great golf. He's not finishing, but he's playing great golf. Top 20 for him at plus 160. Ryan Crazy Like a Fox, there he is. He's always involved over here in Scotland. Top 20 for him at plus 280. And Matt Wallace, Cam, I'm going into your playbook here for Wallace. A top 20 at plus 360. I think he's going to be involved in the weekend.
My Nate Lashley is your Matt Wallace. Let's do this. And Carver, honestly, I love your picks. Like, you are so good at golf. Xander Schauffele, he'll play anywhere. Top 10, plus 125. Tommy Fleetwood, Carver likes him outright. I'll take a plus 120 for a top 20 and a top 10. I will do that as well. Ryan Ginger, you let me down a little bit on Sunday, but top 20, plus 210. Thomas Dietrich, very underrated. Top 30, plus 145. The Bezoutenhout Adventure, we talked about him. Plus 30, plus 150. And I like my burger burnt. The 4th of July special, plus 230. Burnt Weisberger. Let's go, Carver. We got more.
I like Dietrich too, Cam. I'm going to put him on the card as well. First round leaders, let's go. Rybrand, 55-1. Dietrich, there he is for me, 55-1. Nikolai Højgaard at 70-1. Kurt Kitayama's played well here, 80-1 first round. Victor Perez, 80-1. There he is,
Weisberger
at 110. And Matthew Southgate, the big bomb, at 120-1, Cam.
I got first round leaders too, Carver. Wasn't Southgate sponsored by Harvey's? Oh, no, sorry, Harvey's?
Yes.
No, that was the other guy. That was Matt Johnson. He's huge. Ludvig Åberg, this guy comes out of the gate hot like a horse, 30-1. Tom Kim, early starter, if they can go wire to wire, 40-1. E-B-R, Eric Von Ruin, 80-1. Ewan Ferguson, straight from the streets of Aberdeen at 100-1. The Coleman, you let me down again, but I'm loyal. Hey, screw you, 110-1. And Valimaki, the Finnish dog. I love him. Killer.
All right, Cam, let's do it fast. We've got 30 seconds, Cam.
Okay, go.
We've got the Jabroni tournament in Kentucky, the secondary tournament. I'm on Thor at 12-1. J.J. Spuds at 35-1. Joel Damon at 50. Neil Shipley at 60. And David Skins at 65-1.
What do you got for me, Fonts? I'll tell you something. I got the Shipman, 55-1. I got the Cooties with Pearson, not his brother Parker. And Carl, you on 100-1. Let's do it, Carver. We got so many golf picks, I don't even know what to do anymore. I'm exhausted.
Cam, let's stay hot, baby. The Scottish Open this week. What major next week at the British? Let's go, baby. Coast to Coast Golf Wednesday. Come back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, at the very least, before we get into baseball, you have to tell me what are the best plays here from the Prime Minister and you so far. I know you got another shot coming up in the next hour with golf, but I need to know something to like get action on here. Like, is there any like two or three that you think I need to get involved with?
Well, if I would put me and Cams together, kind of like guys that are on both of our lists, we both like Tommy Fleetwood a lot. We both like Tom Kim. We both like Bobby Mack a lot this week. So there's a few guys right there that I would say. And far as placements go, we both like Ryan Fox. We both like Poseidonhout. So there's a Poseidon Adventure this week, Scotty.
Poseidon Adventure.
Involved with. But to win the whole thing, I'd say Kim, Fleetwood, and Bobby Mack are probably the three that me and Cam were both agreement on and both kind of like the most. So, and I think we'll probably hear a lot of the same from Keith later on.
Is that McIntyre, the Scotsman?
Yes, yes. Robert McIntyre. Bobby Mack.
Bobby Mack. He loves Guinness.
And he lost at this tournament last year on the 72nd hole. Rory hit that amazing 2-iron on the 18th fairway to steal it from him. Bobby Mack had the lead in the clubhouse, and Rory was on 18 and made a big birdie putt to win the Scottish. So Bobby Mack has won this year on tour. He's had great history at this course, and it could be a good weekend for him.
No Rory. No Rory tickets based on.
No. No, no, no.
He won the thing last year.
He won last year, but two reasons. Number one, I don't like playing any guys under 10-1 pre-tournament. Now, if Rory starts slow and he gets in the 20s or 15s or 20s, maybe he's an ad. But 7-1 before they even hit a ball, that's just not enough for me, especially since I don't even know where his headspace is. First time back out since the U.S. Open. I actually have a clip for you later with him. He spoke this morning for the first time since running out of Pinehurst a month ago at the U.S. Open. So I just don't know where his game is at because we haven't seen him since that moment. So that's
Didn't
another
reason
why.
Did he wandered around New York City for a couple days?
I think he did say something like that because he was supposed to go to the Travelers and never quite made it to Cromwell.
You think he was in my hood in Hell's Kitchen looking for a beverage?
Anything's possible with Rory, that's for sure. Anything is possible. All right, let me give you a few of these baseball things, and then we'll get into the lion's share, and then I'll finish off the rest and give you tonight's games. First, Rays beat the Yankees 5-3, and since we're about to do the lion's share, Scotty, we might as well start with one of our big bell ringers last night. How about Isak Paredes in the first inning with a little plus 600 on Bally Sports Florida off of Carlos Rodon?
And there's a shot!
That is insane. Like, when I saw that last night, that just made my day. Like, I was just so excited. And then Naylor and then Turner. Like, every day now, all that matters to me is the taters with sea salt, regular salt, Tuesday taters. I mean, honestly.
And on the radio show with Joey Prawns when we first got on, I added in Brian Reynolds, who ended up clearing the deck for the Buccos last night. So that was a good – everybody homered for the Buccos last night, which we'll get to in a moment.
Five
They broke out the big stick against the Brew Crew. Here's Rodon. This guy is such a loser. Talking about another awful performance by him last night.
It has not been fun, that's for sure. It's just not really giving my team a chance to win, giving up runs early. Just got to put a zero up in the first, and I mean, just try to stretch something together. I keep saying put it behind me, and I have to, because I mean, there's a game to be played in 5 days for me. So, and we also have a game tomorrow. So, yeah, it's been really frustrating.
Yeah, I'll bet 17-23, and then the big boss is down in Tampa now, giving him the business. I don't think that helps having him around. They already know they're sucking it up.
Yeah, that's probably not very helpful, but Cashman is there. Now, look, he kind of gave the old, well, I was coming here anyway because we have the draft this weekend and we do it out of our Tampa complex and blah, 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 blah. He got there a little earlier because the team sucks right now. That's basically what's going on. But he says what he always says. Oh, they're going to turn this around. They're going to bust out of this. They're going to break out, just like Boone says all the time.
So
let's see it then. Let's see it.
You've heard, like, he doesn't blame Boone for any of it. You've also heard in the last 24 hours that Alex Cora will be the next Yankee manager.
I hope so.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
New jungle. This is the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM.
Carver, I, do you remember that crew? You know what I'm talking about. Don't even tell me you don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't hear you with the music coming through. It was hard for me to hear what you said, so you'll have to tell me after.
He just wants to avoid the conversation altogether. Moving on, I do want to say that we got a 25% soccer odds boost here on the Lion's Share. BetMGM account holder is going to get a 25% soccer odds boost token to use on a soccer straight bet when they opt into this promotion. Go to BetMGM.com or the BetMGM app on iOS or Android, and you're going to be styling. A 25% odds boost in soccer. That means you could bet on the Copa Ferrella final Sunday or the Euro final Sunday and use that boost token. By the way, programming note, flash. Lights, camera, action. Sunday at 8 p.m., I'll be doing the Copa Final with the great Spittin' Speeds. Dane Martinez and I on the call of the final game of the Copa Final, Sunday night from 8 to 10 on Sports Grid. All of our TV outlets, streaming outlets, and all of our radio affiliates. We'll see you this Sunday night for the Copa Final from the Hard Rock in Miami. I'm a little surprised that Dane and I aren't flying down for the game and spending a day or two at the pool with hotties and coconut smell. You know what I mean? That coconut smell gets me every time, Carver.
You think it's hot here. I mean, you think it's hot in the Northeast. You want to go down to South FLA right now? Woo! It's got to be real muggy down there.
It's Thailand.
Yeah, that's going to be tough on them on Sunday night, honestly. I can't wait to see what the weather's going to be like, how hot and sticky it'll be for that final between those two teams. But it should be indeed. All right, how about we get to the lion's share brought to you by BetMGM, and it is tater time on C2C for the lion's share. Very hot recently, of course. Naylor last night, Parides last night. We have been raking it in, Scotty. Let's start tonight at Citi Field, where it is a hot, muggy night in New York, like I said, with, Scotty, some wind blowing out about 20 miles per hour to left field. Well, that sounds good to me for a nice right-handed power hitter like, let's say, Pete Alonso, the polar bear for the New York Mets. And why don't we also factor in what he's done against Patrick Corbin? How about 15 for 46 with five home runs in his career off of Corbin? So plus 340 for Pete Alonso tonight. We will start with him on Tater Time. Lindor's got some good numbers against Corbin as well, Scotty. So we might have to factor him into the equation too.
I mean, really, those are the two guys that hit the home runs on this team, right? So I'll throw Lindor in there. Why not?
Why not? Next, we will go to Cincinnati. Lots of runs last night for the Rockies and the Reds. I'm looking for that again tonight, especially with Kyle Freeland and Frankie Montas on the mound. But we will start with Spencer Steer, who has faced Kyle Freeland just once in his career, Scotty. But what did he do in that one appearance? How about a big fly? Let's get another one tonight. Plus 325 for Spencer Steer off of Kyle Freeland, who is a gas can, gives up plenty of home runs. And I'll even give you a bonus ball here. How about this kid, Rhys Hines, who's now homered in his first 2 days?
What?
He's hit five extra base hits. I mean, we love Ellie. He's been the star in Cincy. Now they bring this other kid up who's been playing unbelievable. So I think I saw him at around plus 425 for Rhys Hines. So I think we got to add him to the mix, too.
Oh, Hines Ward. I'm on him, too, as well, no doubt.
We got to get involved. Next, I'm going to go to the Pirates and the Brewers in Milwaukee. Now, last night, the Buccos went off with five home runs. I think tonight, unfortunately, the opposite's going to happen. I think it's tater time for the Brewers tonight, Scotty, off of Martin Perez. And that leaves me with Willy Adames at plus 375. He's been quiet over the last 7 to 10 days. Nothing like a soft toss and lefty to maybe bust him out of that. Plus 375 for Willy.
Yeah, and then if he's hitting them, Yelich will be hitting them as well. So I wouldn't mind a piece on Christian.
I would not mind that as well. Next, we will go to Boston. Plenty of runs last night and taters between the Red Sox and the A's. Similar to the Mets in New York at Citi Field. Hot, sticky, muggy night with some wind blowing out towards that green monster. Well, we got a lefty, J.P. Sears and Roebuck on the mound, who gives up a lot of home runs, 13 of them already this year in 95 innings for Sears. So let's go with Tyler O'Neill, big right-handed hitter, plus 260. Yes, a little bit on the chalkier price. I don't care, Scotty. I think this guy's definitely going yard tonight.
All right, I'm with you. I'll deal with that accordingly. I don't like him, but I'll deal with it if it makes me money.
That's fine. I mean, if we like the A's tonight, that's okay. We can get one run from the Red Sox. That's perfectly fine. The Red Sox can get a little run on the board tonight. It's okay. Next, I'm going after another gas can. Griffin Canning from the Angels. Your boy gives up tons of taters. 17 homers allowed in 98 innings already this year. And we have Corey Seager on the other side, who already has a homer in this series against Anaheim. Always hits well in that building. Garcia went yard last night. Seager the night before. We'll go back to Seager tonight, plus 250.
I like him and Garcia and Simeon, like all of them. They're hot. They had swept Tampa. Now they're on the verge of sweeping this series. And Canning is like a softball pitcher. He's going to get lit.
He stinks. Gives up tons of homers. These guys have seen him a lot. They know him well, and they'll continue to do that. Now, this was the big ball of the night. I got to tell you, he homered already this afternoon. And I don't know if I like that or if I don't like that, but I was going to Nolan Arenado against Waka 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 because he's 8-for-15 with four homers off of Waka in his career. So
well,
we put the guy up, and he's been good. Now, he homered in the first game of the doubleheader. So he hasn't homered a lot this year. Arenado's been slumping. But maybe, Scotty, we get jumped off here. Homer in both games in a doubleheader, plus 630 for Arenado. Check and make sure he's in the lineup. I don't know if he's playing both games yet. You would think, Scotty, if you got a guy who's, what did I just say, 8-for-15 with four homers off of him, you'd think he's going to be in the lineup for the second game too.
Honestly, like, he has been so lame this year, and Goldschmidt, that once they finally get going, you're going to what, let him rest? I play him every single day now if the guy gets his back going. You hit a home run today already? That's more reason for me to start him tonight. He's seeing the ball at Busch at home. I like the bet.
And we like a nice fat plus 630 as well.
You did it last night.
Let's go. Now, listen, we'll go right back.
I was on, you know, I do on PharrellOnTheBench.com, I do these, you know, videos of shows and stuff. They're short and sweet, and they just talk about the games and whatever. And I said that on there today, I literally said how much money people are making watching this segment, the lion's share, every day on Coast to Coast. It is absolutely surreal. The number of bets that, like, in the last month in home runs, since the beginning of June until now, I have never seen anything like it. I said on that show today, I said, if you want to make money, watch Coast to Coast and watch the lion's share and watch the taters and the prop bets we make on home runs paying off at 6-1, 475. It's constant. It's all the time. It's every night. It's every other night. It's every week. 5 out of 7 nights we're making people money on this segment. It's the craziest thing ever. And I said it today on the other show, and tons of people watch that. And so they're watching now, and they know what's about to happen. And you already hit two today in Brian Daboll action.
I'm under the hat during on my own before the show. Burleson and Salvi Perez in that Cardinal Royal game.
Same thing
Alonzo,
with the golf.
Steer,
this guy does
Adamas,
golf too.
O'Neill, Seager, and Arenado. 6-pack of taters tonight for the lion's share. Brought to you by BetMGM. How
and some
that?
Stragglers. And some stragglers.
Yes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver, hi. We're still talking baseball, and not only do you hit tons of great ring the bell taters for big money, prop bets for fans on the grid. It's smarter to be on SportsGrid, but we also picked tons of winners. Like last night, I think of those games, I went 9-4 with those bets that we gave out on the night's action. So we keep doing that. We're just making people lots of money. By the way, make sure you get the SportsGrid app. It's free on iOS or Android. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. You get all the stories, highlights, videos, news, odds, in-game odds. It's got it all. You can watch the network on there. You can listen to the network on there. This is one of the greatest apps out there in the sports business, certainly in the sports betting business. We have the best app, and like I said, it's free, which was, you know, frankly, a major mistake because I think they would have made a fortune charging money for this thing. I honestly think it would have racked in, like, millions because free, do you know how many people are taking advantage of this app and making money off of it? It's not even – I don't even know if it's American. Like, I'm starting to think there's some communism involved, something. This can't be right that we just give away this much money on SportsGrid. We're like trying to, what, go race toe-to-toe with BetMGM the way they give away money? I don't know what's happening around here, but somebody's got to look into it.
Somebody does have to look into it. They're in the 85th minute, by the way.
Yep.
Still 1-1. Now, about 5 minutes ago, England looked like they had taken a 2-1 lead. But, I mean, you talk about offsides by a shoelace. England was, and they take the goal off the board. So back to 1-1, just about in the 86th minute now. So now we're getting into where these teams are going to be keeping it close.
Yeah, and now they're complaining to the ref, both sides, left and right. The entire end of this game is people complaining.
And that's what it'll be all the way to penalty kicks. And I told you, if it gets to that, I don't feel as confident about England in that spot. I think that's going to be very tough for them to do. It's two times in a row. All right, here's some other things from last night. I had to play you a couple of these home runs first. Cubs did beat the Orioles 9-2. Cleveland beat the Tigers 9-8 and 10. Phillies beat the Dodgers 10-1. This one was right up your alley. Bases juiced for Trey Turner last night in Philadelphia on NBC Sports Philly.
The breakfast.
There's more urgency down there in the Dodgers bullpen.
Very much. Fly ball, left field. Going back, Vargas. Toward the wall. It is gone! Grand slam, Trey Turner! He has busted it wide open. 8-0 Phillies.
Nothing better than the grand slam breakfast at Denny's. Scarborough High and I, huge fans. Mafia as well, at several locations. Whenever we find one, we go in and have it at all hours. It doesn't matter. Midnight, breakfast, just all day. It's an all-day feature. And then when you got money on it and a guy hits the Grand Slam breakfast, you're just styling.
It's really great. There's nothing like the Grand Slam breakfast, that's for sure. Reds beat the Rockies 12-6. I was telling you during the Lion's Share about this kid, Rhys Hines. So his first two games in the majors – he is 5-for-8 with 5 extra base hits. Yesterday, we played you his homer in his major league debut. He went and did it again last night on Bally Sports Ohio.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness! Destroyed! That went beyond the K-signs in the upper deck. Rhys Hines makes baseball history. The first man ever to launch 5 extra base hits in his first two games. And there is no...
Wow. And so our boy Hines Ward over here going off for the Reds. And remember, they have Ellie De La Cruz. If this kid turns into something, it'll be quite the story in the Queen City. Right now he's sizzling. So Carver High and I'm willing to throw a shekel or two on him tonight to continue his torrid pace. And Jack, another home run. He's obviously seeing a grapefruit and not a baseball as it's being tossed at him at home plate.
Helps when you have another guy who gives up homers tonight like Freeland on the mound as well for Colorado. So that should be something to look for. Red Sox beat the A's 12-9. Mets beat the Nats 7-5. Astros beat the Marlins. How about the Buccos last night? 12-2 in Milwaukee over the Brew Crew. They hit 7 against the Mets a couple of nights ago. Well, only a 5-pack last night. But the biggest blow? The Bartman on Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
Two. And a drive toward left field and clear the deck with a granny. It's a Bogart. Joey Bart, second granny, fifth home run. And the Pirates have busted it open. 8-2.
How about that? 104.3 off the bat for Joey Bart.
I've seen him hit the other one. I saw him hit his other Grand Slam breakfast. Now he hit one. Again, last night I caught both of his big shot Grand Slam breakfast. I mean, my man, you know what's funny about him? He was injured or whatever. They never played him, right? They've always had like Grandal behind the plate who he's hitting 176. Like, it's embarrassing. Oh, England in the 90th minute. England has solved the Netherlands in the 90th minute.
Oh, my goodness. That was one. What a great strike right there.
Wow.
Who was that, Scotty? I need a replay there. Show me who scored that for England. Now, the Dutch are mad here, Scotty. I don't know if they're yelling about offsides or what they're yelling about, but the Dutch, the ref just gave one of the Dutch players a yellow card for getting in his face and yelling at him. There is all kinds of issues here.
All right, I got to see it. Here it is. On the wing, into the box. He just busted a move and cranked it.
Ooh,
there's no way that's
offsides. I don't think that's offsides either.
That's not offsides.
I don't think he's offsides.
That's just a great shot.
That's an outstanding goal is what that was.
That's a game winner.
Outstanding goal. Unbelievable.
Like, do you think they'll score in extra time? They're going to have what, like 5 minutes?
Yeah, they're not going to have much because there really hasn't been a lot of stoppages here in the second half. There hadn't been any goals. I believe it was Watkins, Scotty, now that I'm seeing him turn around.
What is the deal with their fans? Like, none of their fans are wearing clothes. They're all, like, topless, every guy. There's no one has a shirt on. They're all so drunk, they're naked.
Yeah, it's possible.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver, I got to tell you, my favorite bets last night were Jameson shots at Tyone at $178 on the plus side. And then the second one that I liked was that sale over gallon of milk in the desert at $120, whatever it was, and taking that shot on him, and he won his 12th. He is truly having an amazing performance with the Braves, like better than I think ever with Boston. I mean, this guy is really dominating.
He has been outstanding for the Atlanta Braves. He's going to pitch again on Sunday before the All-Star break. He'll go to the game, but he will not pitch, of course, because he's pitching on Sunday. But what an incredible first half for Chris Sale. And the most important thing, staying injury-free. That's the biggest thing for Sale so far. He's able to do that. It is officially a final in Dortmund, 2-1 England on the late Ollie Watkins at the death goal. Get the victory. So England and Spain for all the Euro marbles, Scotty, on Sunday afternoon, our time, of course, Sunday night over there in Germany. I still like Spain. I think it'll be a good match, but I still like Spain.
Spain never loses.
Spain never loses. I'll be rooting for England, but Spain never loses. It would be interesting to see England finally win.
I have no reason to root for England at all, ever. I don't. I'm not on that England, Canada. All
my mother was
stuff.
Born there, so I have a little bit. I have the English ties there, so I have.
What
to,
is
I
the town that you like? The team that you're
Huddersfield.
Is that another? Well, there you go. I'll give you credit, but I have no ties to the
ties,
UK. I don't believe I have any. I have Irish ties, as you know, in Belfast, and all of it is criminally involved. All of the people that I know in Ireland are gangsters and criminals. And our entire family lineage is that of troublemakers and IRA. Are we on the air right now? We are. Have you ever seen a crowd more naked than the English fans? Like, how much booze did they drink today?
A lot. They are on a lot. They've had a lot of booze out there, and they are going to be having it for a few
Ed
more days.
Ed Sheeran at the game celebrating the England win.
Look
I just
him.
Saw.
How about that? Ed getting involved.
Another guy I don't listen to.
I don't listen to him either. The Dodgers put Tyler Glasnow on the IL with a back injury.
What
that
a shame.
He won't be in Arlington next week. Hunter Green, interesting replacement from the Cincinnati Reds, will take his place in the All-Star game. Rafi Devers is also not going to play at the All-Star game next week. So Jordan Westberg of the Orioles will replace him there. I would expect, Scotty, you get several more of those between now and Sunday. You'll get several more of those All-Star
games.
Yeah,
guys don't want to go.
I think that they have to replace guys like Sale who are going to pitch on Sunday. So I think you'll even see those guys get replaced in the game as the week moves on. The Phillies are allegedly going to be in the mix for Jazz Chisholm at the trade deadline.
That
I was telling you the
good.
Other day I would like the Yankees to be involved with Jazz, hopefully. But the Phillies are going to be in the mix, too. And the Phillies, I'll give them this, Scotty. They're pretty good at getting who they want. When the Phillies want somebody, they do a good job at getting them. So I'd be worried about that if we were hoping.
Isn't Dombrowski there? He's like, he knows how to get things done. I mean, they are a team that is destined for a deep run again. And I think, barring injury, they're – you know, going to be in the pennant. I think they're going to play for the pennant.
Yeah, look, I think they are as well. You know how much I like the Phillies and what they've done this year. And I saw Taylor Ward, who's an outfielder for the Angels. Allegedly, the Pirates are very close to getting him, Scott. Now, I know that doesn't sound very sexy, but this actually lines up specifically with what you said to me yesterday. This is not a huge name. If the Pirates got him, he's actually controllable for like another couple of years, I think, with his contract. He's not a bad player. He could swing the bat. I actually think that would be a good ad for the Pirates, considering the level of pay that they're willing to go. I like Taylor Ward a lot on the Angels.
Yeah, this would be a maximum type deal for them. They never go above and beyond anything like this talent level right here. Like, this guy would be good for them. He's not going to be great. He's not some gigantic name, some high price tag. He's just serviceable and good enough and can swing the bat. They need guys that can hit. I don't care about that 16-hit game. It was an anomaly. I don't care about 7 home runs last Friday night, then 5 home runs last night. They never do that. It's a rarity that we're seeing them hot right now with the bats. And I think the guy carrying him is Reynolds, and that's why you bet on him last night and made even more money.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.